Welcome to another podcast of New Far Generation. We are a youth group located in the city of Hialeah Gardens. With you are your hosts, Alejandro Foucault and
Alex Rodriguez.
We want to invite you every Friday at 8 p.m. to join a group of youth on fire for Jesus. You will meet new and interesting people, take part in exciting activities, and listen to a preaching that will change your life forever.
We are located at 8833 Northwest 107th Street, Hialeah Gardens, Florida, 33018.
You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter by going into the search field and looking up under the name of New Far Generation.
To come to speak to you guys, you never know what the Holy Spirit has in store for you guys. I never knew I was going to be here sharing a word with you guys. Just caught me by surprise, but to the Lord be all the glory, okay? But tonight, I want to interact with you guys so you guys can help me read some passages. So I'm going to need volunteers for that. And let me ask you, in the walk, I don't know how long you guys have been walking with the Lord, but I'm sure that at times somebody has probably told you maybe that, you know, you guys are not good or might have given you something negative. Has anybody ever told you something negative in your life? Yeah, yeah. Same here. They say woman cannot be preaching. Told me that once. I was like, really? Well, okay. So here I am. So I guess what? That was a guy that said that. But anyways, today we're going to be talking a little bit about, we're talking about outside with the group, about being a group that's, you know, together, working together. And actually, that's what we need to be doing, working with each other, no matter where you come from. That's what we want. We're a family here, and we should be working with each other. Amen? Okay. So, Tanya has the microphone. Who has Bibles? So, I need assistance. In the front, can you look up Joshua 1 through 9? Indeed, Judges 6 to 12. 6-12. Judges. Jueces 6-12. Next to you, Judges 6-15. Carolina, Judges 6-16. Jessica, 1 Corinthians 1:26. Anybody else want to volunteer to read? Pedro, 1 Corinthians 1:27. I said volunteers, not to volunteer people. Sheila, 1 Corinthians 1:28. Ivana, 1 Corinthians 1:31. Amen. I asked my brother, who's in the military, he's in the Marines, the few, the proud, the Marines. I wanted to know from his words what makes them feel so proud of themselves as far as a group, as a team. And I wanted to compare it to us here in the church as a team, because them as a group, man, they're very proud for who they serve. And you see them when they go in squads. It doesn't matter if they're not even in their place where they're supposed to be. Even when they're home, they're proud of being a Marine. No matter where they go, they're proud to be a Marine. Okay? And they are taught since day one how to be disciplined. Since day one. And here's one of the questions that I asked them. When a soldier first comes in, the Marines, what is pounded in their heads? And he answered me, for us in the Marine Corps, it's obedience to orders and discipline. I said, wow. I said, I wish we could be like that. Okay. Can you please read Joshua 1 through 1:9? Joshua 1:9.
Right. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
Amen. So right there, God is telling Joshua, okay, he's taking over for Moses, and God is giving him an order, okay? He's telling them, hey, you're going to walk over the Jordan, but this is what you must do. Okay? He's giving him an order. Oh, thank you. I have mine. Well, thank you. Anyways. Okay? He gave him an order to walk. Okay? And he told him, do not be scared. Do not be discouraged. Okay? And that goes for you too. A lot of times, many times in the walk of God, we run into things. A lot of you might be going through things in your family, you know, with your parents. A lot of, I see that in the youth. A lot of kids go through rough times with their parents for one reason or another, maybe not understood. Maybe you guys not understanding your own parents. But you have to be patient, okay? Because one of the commandments that the Lord gives is honor your parents. And you guys got to be careful with that, okay? Another thing that the Lord said to Joshua was to meditate in the word day and night. Hay que meditar en la palabra de Dios día y noche, okay? No podemos venir a la iglesia o andar allá afuera sin conocer la palabra de Dios. Porque eso es lo que quiere el enemigo, que tu boca esté cerrada. Mientras que tú mantengas tu boca cerrada, no estás siendo efectivo. ¿Cómo eres efectivo? Abriendo tu boca, hablando la palabra de Dios. Así eres efectivo cuando vengan los ataques del enemigo. Okay? Entonces, la segunda pregunta que le hice, why are the Marines considered the few and the proud? What makes them different from others? He said, we are the smallest branch of the armed forces, but the most feared by our enemies. Wow. Tremendo. And I said, wow, in the youth group, yeah, we're not that big, but do you guys think people fear you outside? How do you feel? Do you feel that really, do they fear you outside? Does the enemy fear you outside? Are you equipped? Think about that. What does Judges 6:12 say? It's okay, you can read it in Spanish.
Y el ángel de Jehová se apareció y le dijo, Jehová está contigo, varón esforzado y valiente.
¿Qué le dijo Dios?
Jehová está contigo, varón esforzado y valiente.
Mira lo que ve Dios. Y yo me imagino que la cara de Gedeón era, ¿Is he talking to me? No, he's not talking to me. But what did the Lord say to him? Esforzado y valiente, okay? That's what God sees in each of you, okay? No matter if you guys don't see it, some of you might be just too quiet. Some of you might be too shy, okay? Some of you are more outgoing, but the way you guys are, your character, God is going to use you like that. He's going to use each of you the way you guys are right now. Little by little, He's going to discipline you because you're going to be learning things. You start learning things from the church. But just the way you guys are, that's the way he has made you, especially that way. So don't think just because you're not like somebody else, you know, God is not going to use you. He will use you the way you are, if you believe it. Okay? So what does Judges 6:15 say? Look at what the Lord told Gideon, and look at the answer he gave, which is most of the times the answer we give to God. Next.
But Gideon answered, Lord, how can I save Israel? My family group is the weakness in Mishael, and I am the least important member of the family.
There you go. What did he say? Oh, no. Oh, Lord, how could you even look at me? We're just a small family. We're poor. How could you even put your eyes on us? And how many times God wants to use you, but there's always an excuse. You guys belittle yourself. You have to look at the way God sees you. God sees you big. He sees something in you. He sees a potential in you. But we always give God an excuse. Oh, we're not good. Oh, maybe I'm not tall enough. Oh, maybe I don't speak that much. No, I'm too quiet. No, God sees a big potential in you that he needs to take out of you only if you obey. Amen? Okay. Another of the questions I asked, when soldiers begin basic training, what is the most difficult thing they encounter? At what time are they required to wake up? And what is the hardest thing in discipline that you have seen is hardest to keep up with? And the answer was, the hardest of them is drill learning Marine Corps language and using a movement with a weapon. How many of you know what is a Christian's weapon? The Bible. Amen. The hardest part for them is to understand. Listen to this one, guys. The hardest part for them is to understand to work as a team and trust each other. Look at the person next to you. Do you trust that person? Look around you. Can you work as a team? Do you think you can work as a team? That's God, what God wants. We're here. It doesn't matter from wherever you guys are. God wants us to work as a team, to respect each other's differences, to love each other. It doesn't matter how we are, but respect each other and work as a team. Amen? They have to stand watch on the first day of training. That's 2 hours. So they sleep and somebody gets woken up every 2 hours. They all go do whatever is in their schedule. We might leave 2 gear guards all morning. If they all need to be in class, then they'll get like somebody from another company. Okay? So what does Judge 6:16 says?
The Lord answered him, I will be with you. It will seem as if the Midianites you are fighting are only one man.
Okay. See, the God is always telling us he is with us, but how many times really? How many do you really believe that God is with you? Really? When you're going through troubles, when you're going through a rough time, do you really believe God is next to you? Or do you forget that he is really next to you? Because he is right there. But a lot of times we don't believe it. We believe more what the enemy tells us outside on the street. We can't do it. We're not good. Oh, I failed already. Oh, I messed up. I can't serve God because I messed up. That's a lie. That's a lie. But that's what the enemy wants. The enemy wants for you to keep all those negative thoughts in your mind and forget what the promises of the Lord, it's for you. Amen? Gideon was an unlike leader. Okay? Knowing Gideon's potential, God patiently works to bring him to the point of courage by encouraging him, directing him, ultimately transforming him. Virtually overnight, Gideon became a strong and decisive general. Through the Bible, in fact, God uses cast-off material. I just love God because God has humor. I'm here, and that's humor. Believe me. Because I've always been like a shy person, timid. And for me to be here, I just laugh and say, God, you have humor. God does not seek the most outwardly capable people, nor the most naturally good. From unlikely material, God does great things so the world can see that the glory belongs to God and God alone. Amen? So in anything that you do, God gets the glory. Okay? Everything that you do, always give God the glory. Amen? Okay. What does 1 Corinthians 1:26 read?
For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called.
Amen. See, God is not looking for perfection. God is not looking for the best. God just wants somebody to say, yes, Lord. That's all he's looking for. Yes, Lord. So stop thinking that it doesn't matter from where you are. No importa donde tú vienes. No importa lo que eras o que hacías atrás. No importa si en algún momento estuviste en una cárcel. Dios te quiere usar así como eres. Porque Él ve algo más adentro de lo que tú mismo puedes creer que hay en ti. Amén. Okay, next. What does 1 Corinthians 1:27 says?
They always But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong.
See, God always works backwards from our thinking, doesn't he? That's what I love about God. He just humors me. He uses what people think are no good, the worst things, lo que la gente considera basura. Eso es lo que usa Dios. ¿Por qué? Porque el único que va a recibir la gloria es Dios, no el hombre. Y si de pronto se te empieza a usar el Señor y se te empieza como a subir ese pequeño orgullo humano que a veces a uno le pasa, you need to humble down. Because that too, he'll be humbling you down. Amen? Okay. Another question I asked the man, why on the first day do they stand fire watching? It's like, my God, you just started. You're already going to put the poor, you know, kids, you know, fire, you know, on a fire watch. And he says, because if they stay in open barracks, so while the rest of the recruits sleep, someone keeps an eye on the weapons and makes sure in case of a fire, he will be the one to wake everybody up. And that makes me think, okay, if somebody's there standing guard, that's exactly what we do here when the pastors, why do you think the pastors keep insisting that you guys, that all of us come to pray in the morning? Because that's what we're doing. Estamos arando la tierra. Estamos arando la tierra. Why? Because we have a spiritual enemy that we have to fight. And in order to fight that spiritual enemy, we have to pray. And a lot of people, it's hard. It's hard for me, I'll tell you that much, to get up and be here. But I do it. But the more you get into prayer, the more you are equipped to fight your enemy. Because every day we're fighting something new. We don't see it, but it's there. Spiritually, it's there. And the youth has a big calling. Do you think the enemy is just going to stand there and say, oh yeah, let them get up, let them serve God? No! He's going to bring things in your lives to keep you, to hold you back. He brings a wall so you guys don't keep on. Okay? But you guys have to learn how to dig in prayer. So all those things, that wall comes down, that barrier that doesn't let you come out, you have to dig in prayer. Amen? Are we still alive? Yeah. Amen. Okay? And then says, I already asked him that why do they stand in that position so soon? It's just a discipline to learn. It's a basic discipline that they learn to stand on their post. And I said, why is the soldier taught not to forget when they are in the line of fire in front of the enemy? Never to quit. Trust the Marine beside you and no man gets left behind. Oh, man, I said, man, that's awesome. That is really awesome, okay? And if you imagine, just bring it to the spiritual world. What are you not to forget when you're in the line of fire? If you bring it to the spiritual world, the Word of God. That's what you, when you're in the moments, difficult moments, that's what you need to know, the Word of God. I mean, how are you going to fight the enemy in the spiritual world if you don't know the Word of God? You have to learn the Word of God. How many of you are in cell groups here? Or let me just say, how many are not in cell groups here? Everybody's in a cell group? You're not in a cell group? Not yet, or at least not yet. That's fine. No, I'm not here to ridicule one person. No. What we're trying to do here is trying to get together as a group. As a group, we grow stronger. We grow to get to know each other. And we're going to be doing more fun stuff. But remember, just because we're getting to know each other, just because we're having fun, we're still fighting an enemy, and we have to be always on the watch, okay? Amen? Okay, did I already ask you guys to read Corinthians 1:31? Was reading it.
Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord.
Amen. Can you read 128? I don't know if we read 128.
He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are.
so that no one may boast,
so that no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, Amen. Who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption.
Amen. Again, this is what I want you guys to focus on. God uses anybody. God uses anybody. But you, I mean, are you willing to say yes? Are you willing to say, are you willing to give up your telephone? You know, are you ready to leave your, that thing you guys play all the time? PSP, I don't know, I mean, I don't know why you guys play nowadays. Are you willing to give that up? I know, I have kids too. Hey, I have kids too. So that's why I'm asking you. Because there's a lot of time is spent on this. But how much time do we spend in prayer? How many times are you guys on the cell phone or you're texting your friends? Think about it. How much time do you waste texting or talking on the phone with your friends? That same time that you guys used to do that, compare it to the time that you used to pray to God. What has more influence over you? The phone or prayer? Think about it. So that's, if in the Marine Corps, they have to learn the Marine Corps language, that's like our Christian language with the word. When you read the word, you start talking the word. You start talking the Bible word, the Bible language. You notice that when you're talking to people outside, right away you can tell somebody's a Christian the way they talk to you, right? Lately this past 2 weeks, I don't know, the people that were there before and then I didn't even notice they were Christian. All of a sudden they're talking Christian talk and it's like, oh, you're Christian. Oh, yeah. You know, people, my customers. And it's like, wow. And so all this time people, I didn't know that they were, you know, Christians. And so it's amazing. And we're praying like undercovers. Okay? So if we don't learn how to use the word, learn the word, either buying CDs, DVDs, remember, the Bible is your weapon. The Bible is the weapon for the Christian. Okay, you need to learn how to use it. You need to learn how to move with it at all times, 24/7, because you never know when you're going to have an emergency. Okay? I put here that if you don't study the word, you're going to be fried. You're going to run out of gas. Amen? Dead. Okay? You have to learn the promises that God gave you. We live a spiritual battle and every day, and by speaking the word, you are attacking the enemy. Estás contra atacando. Amen? Okay. So how do we stand fire watch while others sleep? Praying. Don't forget, praying. It's essential. We have, the Christian has to be all the time praying. Amen? How do you think we're going to bring more youth group in here if somebody doesn't sacrifice in prayer? How many of you are coming Saturdays? I mean, does the youth group come Saturdays to pray? I know you guys used to do it. Are you guys still doing it? Because I know Monday through Friday, I know it's hard. It's school. Maybe your parents cannot bring you. But are you guys willing to sacrifice to come on Saturday morning to pray? To learn how to pray? Any hands? Anybody willing to come to pray on Saturdays? We have to start doing it as a group. We have to sacrifice for sleep. I know I got some people that love to sleep until 11 and 12. I'm not going to mention their names. But we have to sacrifice. You want to see a movement here? You have to sacrifice to bring more youth. We are in Hialeah. Hello. This is a spiritual battle that we have here. I know a lot of you probably invite friends, but hey, I'm all the time texting the homies that I know. Hey, youth group, are they here? Not yet. It's hard. It has to be through prayer. It has to be through prayer to break that barrier. We have to keep praying in prayer until we break it through. Amen? Okay? Another question that I asked, what is the soldier thought regarding their weapon? What they must not forget, their weapon is their best friend. So what is your best friend? The Bible. Again, what is your best friend? The person next to you? Juanito? Perequito? No, the Bible is the best friend for you. And you have to learn to keep up with it. Amen? You guys, do all of you do the devotional here? Does anybody know what a devotional is? Maybe, you know, maybe you're new and you don't know. You don't know what a devotional is? Yes? No? You do it? Amen. Praise God. A devotional is, for those of you that don't know, it's a book that we're following, reading through every day. And that's the reading that you go through so you can learn to read the Bible from the Old Testament and the New Testament. And that's going to be feeding you spiritually. Okay, and you start growing. And they sell it. It's a blue book. And they sell it over in the library. You guys can get it on Sundays. Amen? But that will help you grow. God speaks to that devotional. Amen? Okay. Another question I said, when I said, what is a soldier taught when it comes to their buddy soldier? And he says, we are drilled from day one. And I love this one. We are a band of brothers, an elite force like no other. We let them know of our ethos, honor, courage, and commitment. And I want to ask you here, I don't know, you guys got buddies here? I mean, are you willing to give it all for your buddy here? What is that, right? See, this is where our problem is. Yes, we come here and everything, but we have not really banded together as a group. In the youth group, we need to be together, get to know each other a little bit more. And that's why we're trying to do a little bit more ideas, you know, going out to the parks, do a little by little, because I noticed that we're not close. Each of you have like a little clang, but we're really not close, okay? And what I want is like you guys get to know each other. Like, for example, let's say that one day somebody doesn't come and you say, oh, man, look, this person didn't come today. I want you guys to really feel when somebody from your youth group, somebody from your team does not come to church to find out why that person did not come. Is there a reason the person didn't come? There might be something happening. We just don't know. I want you to feel your brother and your sister when they don't come. Well, you know that they come here every Friday, but for whatever reason they didn't come, I want somebody to call that person, okay, because that's brotherly love. I mean, it doesn't make sense to come here every Friday, listen to a word, and then you hear like, you don't even know that your brother and your sister didn't come to church. You know what I'm saying? We have to be together. We have to band with each other. Okay? Are you falling asleep yet? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay? Pastors wants us to be here praying all the time because that's the biggest weapon we have. The prayer, praying it through. Everybody goes through a battle, a different battle. I don't know what battles you go through, but we all go through different things in our jobs, in our private lives. And the only way we're going to be able to take over that is through prayer. Amen? And all the time, you remember, do not be discouraged. Never quit praying. Grab the anointing from this house, because everybody knows that we have an anointing in this house. You didn't come to this house as a coincidence. No, you came here to be equipped, and they teach you here how to pray. If you don't know how to pray, come in the morning. They'll teach you how to pray. Okay? They'll teach you how to pray, and that's the only way you're going to get through. When you're feeling down at home for whatever reason, that's the only way you're going to do, because not all the time the person next to you is going to be there for you. You need to learn how to pray, how to fight the enemy through prayer. Amen? You guys got to learn how to be like David was. It is amazing the story of David. David was somebody that was always in the back. Nobody ever saw David. Nobody ever saw David. But David was in the back, you know what? Getting ready, getting that slingshot to perfection. Nobody saw him at all. And when war came, his brothers who were trained in an army were out there fighting. And when he came to see, you know, what was going on, even his big brother told him, what are you doing here? He gave him bad word, you know, like, you're conceited, you know. He said bad things to him, negative things to him. I said, my God, a brother telling him that? You know what? God wanted to use David. In the back, he was preparing him where nobody saw him. A lot of you, maybe you're not seen by other people, but God keeps an eye on you. God is preparing you. Amen? So you never know where you're going to be standing here talking. You never know. I'm here, and that was a surprise, okay? So one day you guys are going to be here talking, and then you guys need to get prepared. Get prepared. Amen? Because we need youth group to get up. I mean, you guys are like too quiet. I want a youth group to be fired up. I want a youth group that when you guys stand here in prayer, I mean, you're fired up for the Lord. You're not too quiet. I know if it's a Hialeah thing or what, but we have to break that. You guys got to get nasty. I mean, really nasty through prayer against the enemy. Amen? I mean, I don't want you guys, oh, I'm too cute. The girls, no, I'm too cute. No, you're not fighting. I mean, the enemy hates you. Got to keep this in mind. The enemy hates you. He wants to destroy you. You got to keep that in mind. He's not there. He's just not going to stand there and do nothing. No, he wants to destroy you. Guys, you guys get up in prayer. I think a lot of times we give ourselves more mind to all the things that are not going to help you through your spiritual warfare. Amen? You guys got to keep in mind you're fighting an enemy, and he's not going to stand there doing nothing. He's going to do things to you guys to knock you off. Okay? Keep that in mind. You have an enemy. You have an enemy, and you have to fight that enemy. Through prayer, learn to pray, learn to pray, learn to speak the word, learn the promises that God has given you in the Bible, the prophecy, the word, prophesy, talk the word that has been prophesied over your life, okay? Remind the enemy what has been prophesied over your life. Remind him who you are. Don't chicken out. Oh, I can't do this. Oh, no. No, I cannot do this. If they ask you to do something, oh, no, I can't do it. I'm too shy. I'm too quiet. No. God is going to use you. Here in the church, there's so many things we need to do. There's so many things. We need the youth. We need the youth. Amen? Hallelujah. I want you guys to be fired up. I don't want people that are quiet. Fired up for the Lord. Amen? Last but not least, if we all unite, if you are drilled one in Christ, believe me, we're going to work as a team to pull together to our common goal, Hialeah for Christ. And Eli Youth Force like no other. Amen. Unity, oneness of mind, feeling as among a number of persons, concord, harmony, agreement. That's what we need to do. Be one. Honor God through your obedience. Courage, do all that is possible through Jesus Christ. Courage means quality of mind or spirit that enables a person to face difficulty, danger, pain without fear. That's the way we have to be encouraged, without fear. Commitment to serve God. We die to ourselves. It's not about me anymore. Amen? It's not about you. It's not about me. And we see people in the Bible, Esther. Esther put up her life at risk for her people. Daniel is another model. He prayed a lot. It says that model of how to live with and serve those who don't share or respect your beliefs. He was respectful and diligent, even though working for pagan kings. The higher he rose in position, the more prominent a target he became. The enemy plots put him down and put him under pressure to compromise his faith, to fit in, to be his, to bend his principles. How many, you guys are going to put into positions, be put into positions that people will want you guys to bend your principles? You guys got to be careful, because not everybody's going to work for a Christian boss. Amen? You have to know where you stand. And not bend the principles for nobody. And Esther was the same way. She risked her life. Okay? She was there. She acted quick at the right time while others stood there just watching, doing nothing. And there's a lot of people there that do nothing. Amen? The true hero recognizes the crisis and moves to meet it. And this is the word I had for you guys today. Amen? I want you to just keep in mind that we must... So glory be to the Lord. I want you guys to keep in mind that we are a group. Yes, we're not perfect. Yes, we're from different backgrounds. But we are a youth group, and we need to walk together in unity, all for one, for Christ. Just like the Marines are so proud for the company they work for, we got to be proud for our King as a team. Amen? Thank you.
If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I invite you to repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner, but I believe that you died on the cross for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.